I picked up the phone and dialed, then two rings. Longmire residence? She sounded exactly like her mother, and my heart twitched as it always did. Is this a Longmire? Last I looked, I was the heir apparent. There was some jostling and a little yammering in the background. On a hunger strike as we speak. What's for breakfast? Tapioca pudding? Pudding? For breakfast? There was silence. Look, if you want to come down here and try and get her to eat, sorry. Sorry. There was a clang of metal like the sound a spoon might make landing in a partially filled bowl. So what are you doing at the office on a Saturday morning? How do you know I'm at the office? Caller ID. I listened as she adjusted the receiver in the crook of her neck. I've been up on the res with Henry. The threats against the Cheyenne basketball player? Yep. Any leads? Leads? Isn't that what you gumshoes call it? I could hear her thinking. Gumshoes? Where does that phrase come from? Soft-soled or galoshes used by police detectives in the 19th century so they could be stealthy. So, got any leads, Seamus? A couple, but I'm not sure if I'm being much of a success. These types of cases take time, or so my badge-wearing father once told me. No, I think one of the reasons I was asked by Lolo Long to take part in this investigation was to draw some media interest, and so far I don't think I've had much of an effect. You? Courting the media? I know, right? Maybe I can help. I know a guy down in Denver who works for the Post. His name is Corey Simon, and I could ask him tonight. I know he's written about the plague of missing Native women cases in the West, so he might be interested. What's he doing in Cheyenne?
You caught that, huh?
You said ask, not call.
He's coming up and we're going out to dinner. No big thing.
What are you going to do with Lola?
Coming with.
I like him already.
Don't get your hopes up, it's just a date.
She paused, and I could feel her smiling.
With a 2-year-old.
Breakfast at the Busy Bee Cafe was always an adventure. Sometimes the special was the usual, or the usual, the special, which, as near as I could tell from years of experience, led to an unending number of permutations. Dorothy, the owner and operator, held her pad, pencil poised. I'm thinking. She glanced around at the overcrowded dining room of the little restaurant alongside Clear Creek. You're going to get toothpicks and a glass of water here in a minute. You know, I don't think ordering breakfast used to be this complicated.
Brechtian, isn't it?
I turned in time to see my undersheriff and culture liaison seat herself on the stool beside me. She wore civilian clothes.
Why don't you just have the usual?
Dorothy sat a cup of coffee in front of her. Because I'm never sure what the usual is. So in a way it's kind of symptomatic for life in general, making plans and then dealing with the shit as it happens. She glanced at Dorothy.
I'll have the usual.
Writing on the pad, I got Dorothy's attention before she whisked herself away, holding up two fingers. I'll accept my fate. Vic Moretti rolled up the sleeves of her flannel shirt and added the ubiquitous 5 sugars into her buffalo china mug, lifting it in a toast. Here's to fate. I lifted my own mug to my lips. So what you're saying is that all the worry is for naught?
Yeah, fuck it.
I shrugged and took a sip. If there's really nothing more to life than a good cup of coffee, might as well make the best of it since it's all we have.
Exactly.
Placing my mug back on the counter, I looked at her. You wake up on the philosophical side of the bed this morning?
I've had a lot of time on my hands.
She stared at me in the mirror on the bar back behind the counter, the tarnished gold eyes like searchlights.
How goes the case on the res?
The lame dear Lady Morning Stars are not exactly burning up the court.
Nowhere to go but up?
That's one way of looking at it. I glanced at her. Did you play basketball? She rolled her eyes.
Some.
Why am I not surprised? She shrugged.
I had 4 brothers.
I thought about my late son-in-law, one of those brothers. Michael play ball?
They all did, so I did, she smiled.
Michael coached kids' tournaments in the city. He was really good at it. I never had the patience. She grew quiet for a moment, and then sniffed and continued.
So, any clues on who's leaving the X-rated notes for the phenom?
A few.
Bobby Knight?
Jaya Long had a sister, Jeannie, who disappeared a little over a year ago, went missing on the road between Billings and the res.
How old?
17.
Any leads on that?
A couple, the most disconcerting one being the Evoice Ormus.
Gesundheit. I shook my head, Cheyenne for the wandering without. I had a talk with a Crow rancher who told me the story of seeing the girl the night she went missing. He thinks she might be haunting one of his fields.